You're listening to SBS News.
Young people, partygoers, and complacency. Police say those three elements could hinder Australia's battle against the coronavirus. Authorities and health officials have expressed their concerns, fearing not all Australians are getting the message or simply are not taking the rules seriously. In Melbourne alone, more than 500 fines have been issued to people breaching lockdown restrictions since the stay-at-home directives were reinstated this month. 65 fines have been issued by police in the last 24 hours. 17 of those infringements were handed out at vehicle checkpoints on the Victoria-New South Wales border. Victoria's new Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton says this is not a time to be irresponsible, or else you will be slapped with an infringement and restrictions will tighten.
There's a lot of people doing a lot of things they don't want to be doing during this COVID environment, police included. We don't want to be giving out infringements. It's not what I'd call good for the police reputation to be giving infringements for things that were legal 12 months ago, and now people are going about their business and they're getting infringed. But there has to be consequences, because you've got all these other people doing the right thing, and then if they see other people breaching the Chief Health Officer guidelines and there's no accountability, well then everyone will start doing it.
Police have checked approximately 22,000 cars and conducted more than 3,000 spot checks at homes, businesses and public places in Victoria. Mr. Patton says there will be a stronger police presence in the community as officers take a tougher approach.
A strong, visible police presence that holds people to account, and when people commit offences, they certainly dealt with appropriately, if that legally and properly. We'll still use discretion, but I do want to hold people to account so that we make communities safer.
In New South Wales, authorities are battling to contain new clusters and conduct contact tracing procedures. Residents have been urged to limit their social interactions, and recently reopened businesses have been warned to adhere to new rules as further restrictions are being considered. Recently, Sydney's The Star Casino was fined $5,000 for breaching social distancing rules just hours after a patron at the venue tested positive for coronavirus. It was the second fine of its kind after the Golden Sheaf Hotel in Sydney's eastern suburbs was hit with a $5,500 fine when images emerged of long queues and no physical distancing. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant is putting individuals and businesses on notice.
And this is probably not the time to be throwing those big parties or going out in large groups. If people could really minimise their contact with each other for the next 2 weeks, that will really assist us in having that additional control.
This is just the beginning. We are nowhere way through the challenge of COVID-19, and the world is nowhere through it. There is a long way to go.
This is such a critical time in our response phase as we try and mop up any community transmission.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has singled out young people being complacent as the biggest threat to the state's fight against the crisis.
There was a period going back maybe a couple of months where people generally were on high alert, and then some complacency has crept in. And that, I have to say, as Health Minister, that is my biggest fear. Complacency, people thinking that, gee whiz, we've sorted it out here and this is just a problem for Victoria. Well, no, it's not. There, but for the grace of God, go every state and territory. This virus is still out and about, and when it gets going, it moves quickly. There is just no way we can all think that we're out of the woods. We're not. Certainly don't let yourself be complacent. Young people particularly, they're very active. I've been talking to the tracers, the health tracers, and they tell me that young people get out and about usually later in the evening, and they go to a lot of places. And if they happen to have the virus, they can be super spreaders.
Infectious disease expert Peter Collignon from the Australian National University says young people not only have the potential to be super spreaders, but they are more likely to attend high-risk events.
But as important as super spreaders, there's super spreading events, because all around the world there are some events, some circumstances that mean it's much more likely to spread this virus to lots of other people. And essentially it's indoor crowded functions, bars where there's lots of music and it's loud and people have to shout.
Queensland's Office of Liquor and Gaming Regulation is monitoring licensed venues very closely to ensure compliance with Stage 3 easing of restrictions. It has taken action against a number of operators, including nightclubs. Several infringement notices have been issued to venues operating dance floors, including two Brisbane venues and a Gold Coast bar, despite clear advice from authorities. Just last weekend, a nightclub and backpacker hostel in Adelaide was issued hefty fines for failing to comply with restrictions, each receiving a $5,000 penalty. South Australian police checked more than 100 licensed venues last week, finding 10 venues that did not have a COVID-safe plan in place. ACT police have not yet issued any fines to individuals or businesses throughout the pandemic. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison offered this message of hope and confidence.
We can't become complacent about it. I think Australians can have confidence that they were able to do so well. And remember, 7 out of the states and territories are still doing extremely well. For Australia to win, Victoria needs to win. And so while it is very uncertain, and I know people will be very anxious, Australia is doing best than almost all of the developed economies around the world. And while this is a setback, they've done it once, and I have no doubt Melburnians and Victorians can do it again. And they're doing it with the full support of everyone around the country.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.